Sacrificial Poets artistic director Kane Novocaine-Smago starts off the class with a piece about growing up in Durham with a single mother.
I swear allegiance to my X chromosome, the one my mother gave me, the one that pushed mops for 17 years so we could eat. I swear allegiance to my X chromosome because mama was my guardian.
The middle school and high school students begin to snap all throughout his piece. It's a way of showing appreciation without clapping and interrupting.
But I cling to the hope that it's gonna get better. Though feeling under the weather, I wonder whether wonderful pleasures will ever come her direction. Must my mother struggle forever? There's no light. She's stuck in the cellar, it seems like. In this life, everyone is against the depression is present, man. Because the pressure is set up. Every day is a setup.
At the end, the snapping just isn't enough. Sacrificial Poets began about a decade ago as the Chapel Hill Slam Team. CJ Suits has been with the group from the beginning when he was a high school senior. Today, he's the group's youth director. To get the students started on writing their own poems, he asks them to name some of the world's problems.
World at large. My poem explored like AIDS, HIV. What are some other ones?
Yeah.
Mental health.
Mental health. Can we get specific?
Bipolar disorder or schizophrenia.
Bipolar, I don't know if you know how to spell schizophrenia, but I know.
Within a few minutes, the whiteboard is full. War, poverty, gang violence, pollution, eating disorders, suicide, bullying. And then the students set to writing with the help of 5 members of Sacrificial Poets. Some of the students perform their poems at the end of the class. The poems are personal and raw. One 7th grader shares the story of how she was hurting herself.
Kind of thing. It's called One Blade. One blade cuts her open. One blade diffuses her. One blade rips her world apart. One blade hurts her still. One blade is her escape. One blade loves her for her blood. The blade that will forever...
Her poem concludes on a happy note as she resolves to stand tall and describes destroying the blade that was destroying her. In another poem, a high school junior, Jordan Bailey, wrote about how a drug dealer was ruining his neighborhood.
You gave my aunt brain damage. You gave my uncle that pretty bracelet on his ankle and my cousin that last ride. The days of my neighborhood glorifying you are over. So when the police say, have you seen any sign of the dope dealer? I'll point and watch you drop your little American dream in their dumpster next door.
Sacrificial Poets also visited Harding University High School this week in addition to teaching on UNC Charlotte's campus. The group changed its name from the Chapel Hill Slam Team to Sacrificial Poets in 2008 after the murder of one of their members, Ira Yarmolenko. She had just finished her second year at UNC Charlotte and was planning to transfer to UNC Chapel Hill in part because of the group, says CJ Suits.
And so we named ourselves the Sacrificial Poets. It has a double meaning because in slam, the Sacrificial Poet is the poet who sort of sets the tone for the slam, sort of gives people a feel for what the evening, the event is going to be like. And we felt like Ira was the ultimate sacrificial poet, and her life was her poem.
The Sacrificial Poets perform Saturday night at UNC Charlotte's Cohn Center. The performance is free and gets underway at 7:30. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.